financial horizon has changed. Suddenly, market bubbles are deflating, scandals are erupting, and gold is emerging as the ultimate hedge against uncertainty. Yes, a new gold rush is on, according to a growing number of experts. Welcome to the era of common sense economics. You're about to hear the savage truth about the economy, stocks, the U.S. dollar, and gold. Let's now join Craig R. Smith, CEO of Swiss America in Phoenix, Arizona, author of Rediscovering Gold in the 21st Century, The Complete Guide to the Next Gold Rush, in an off-air interview with Michael Savage.
Craig, most people are very confused about the economy. In your opinion, are we recovering or are we still in a recession?
Now, I think we're clearly in a recession, Michael. Earnings on Wall Street will show that these corporations are not making money yet. And in light of what's happening with Iraq and North Korea and ongoing investigations on corporate malfeasance, I don't think we've recovered at all.
Craig, what do you think is the overall impact from the dramatic fall of the U.S. dollar?
Well, that's a great question, Michael. I think from a corporate standpoint, it's been very beneficial. It's making American goods and services a lot less money overseas. However, when you start to look at the average person on the street, it's had a dramatic negative impact in so much as that the dollars that they have that their savings accounts are denominated in and their retirement accounts and their college education accounts have dropped dramatically as it relates to buying power. And I think most people are clueless about what a dollar is, how it works, how the value of it going up and down directly affects them. Who would have ever thought when the euro was announced that one day not only would there be parity with the U.S. dollar, but that in fact it would take currently today $1.08 American dollars to buy a euro dollar. And so clearly it has a good impact on corporate America, but I think on a long-term basis we're going to see a very negative impact on the American consumer. And you know, there's an old saying, Michael, nobody really gets too concerned until their ox is in the ditch. And I think that really right now, American consumers' ox is getting ready to drop into the ditch. We've got huge amounts of credit. Everybody's borrowing against their homes. I mean, we talk about deficit spending on the government level. What about all the personal deficit spending that's going on? And I think it's going to catch up with us.
Thanks, Craig. What's your view of the so-called investigation of as many as 47 Wall Street firms?
I think it's very healthy, Michael. I think that we need to bring consumer confidence back, investor confidence back, and the only way you're going to do that is if you check out these corporations. Unfortunately, in the process of doing that, Michael, there are going to be some revelations that I don't think are going to be healthy for Wall Street. There are more WorldComs, Enrons, others out there, and when they come to light, it's not going to be pretty on Wall Street.
You know, Craig, gold went up 5% in 2001, 25% in 2002. We've been telling America about this new gold rush for years. What do you think's coming next, Craig?
Michael, I'm proud to say that you're one of the few talk show hosts in America that were willing to talk about the gold market, and subsequently, you were right on the button. Those returns are just the beginning, I believe. I don't think gold's going back to the old $850 highs. I don't think it's time to buy dehydrated banana chips, machine guns, and Krugerrands and wait for the end of the world to come. But I do believe it's time for some diversification of the average person. And that means not having all your money in stocks. Have a small portion of gold, a small portion of real estate, some in stocks, some in cash, some in bonds. And that way you're going to do very well. And if people had taken Michael Savage's advice, and I know you won't give yourself credit for this, Michael, but if they had, they would have made a whole lot of money the last 18 months.
Well, you can only try, Craig.
You did well, now, Michael. You did
now
well.
Now, if the U.S. goes to war, how do you think it's going to affect gold prices?
Well, I think a lot of that has already been discounted into the current prices you see. I mean, that's why we've had the increase so rapidly. And recently, gold prices have quieted down a little bit, which I like. However, If we use the last Gulf War as the criteria, gold prices will probably drop initially and then start climbing. I'm not sure that I'm so convinced that a war in Iraq is going to have a positive impact on gold. I think there are other things that are going to have a much more dramatic impact on gold, like corporate malfeasance that's coming to the surface, like unfunded pensions on Wall Street, like the lack of earnings by corporate America, like the problems at the bank. I think they're going to have a much bigger impact on higher gold prices, and I think Walter Murphy at Merrill Lynch is right. It's going higher.
Now, if people want to buy gold, Craig, what kind of gold would you recommend for the average American today? Obviously, they can buy gold bricks, they can buy gold futures, they can buy gold coins. What would you recommend and why?
Well, as I suggested to you, Michael, that you should have some in gold bullion, because gold bullion is the foundation of every good portfolio. But if you're looking to have the protection that gold offers along with the profit potential that it can have, I highly recommend U.S. numismatic gold coins. Now, people say, I don't want to own gold. I'm not a rare coin guy. I know you collected coins as a youth, Michael, and you know that coins that you could buy for $7, $8, $10, 25 years ago are now worth hundreds of dollars.
I lost all those blue books. I wish I knew where they went.
Oh, gosh. And the book alone is worth a fortune now as a collectible.
You're kidding.
But here's what's
interesting. Those blue books are worth a fortune,
Craig? Yeah, the old Whitman books in original condition from years ago are a collectible, Michael.
I hadn't any idea.
And what's amazing about it is that most people don't have information about what's going on in the gold market. That's why I'm so grateful for you tackling this type of issue in an interview, Michael. I know you love to inform people, and I just wish people would take the time to investigate gold and collectibles. They'd see that not only is it profitable, but it is the foundation. Michael, it's what this country was built on. If you look at our original founding fathers, they never envisioned a paper dollar. They envisioned a gold dollar and a silver dollar. They envisioned a money system based on honest money, gold, and silver. Matter of fact, most people don't have a clue what a dollar is. A dollar isn't a bill. It's a unit of measurement. It's a measurement of gold, a measurement of silver. And as long as we use that system in America, Michael, we were the envy of the world when we got away from it. You know the rest.
Well, Craig, you're talking about educating the public about gold. When they call your company, Swiss America, what educational resources will you provide them? I mean, what do they actually get?
Well, one thing we did was I wrote a book a number of years ago, and of course, for Savage Nation listeners, they were offered that book free of charge. We give you a basic foundational look at how our money system is structured. Most people, as I said, Michael, don't have a clue that it was never intended. Bills of credit and IOU nothings were never part of the Founding Fathers' intentions for this nation. And you know, the further we get away from the original intent of the Founding Fathers, the worse this nation is getting. Well, we did that in the money system. So we give people a basic education of the money system. We teach them the flaws of Keynesian economics. Then we go on to show them how they're affected on a daily basis by the money system and why they should be educated about it. Then we explain to them the wisdom of diversification. It comes right out of the Bible. Solomon said, a portion to seven, a portion to eight, for you do not know what disaster will befall you on earth. And we teach them that diversification is more than biotech and manufacturing stocks. It involves real estate, cash. You know, there's only four forms of wealth in the Bible. It was gold, silver, land, and cattle. The rest of this is all man-made contraptions. So we teach them the basics, Michael, and then we show them how to apply that wisdom to their personal circumstances and make sure that they're diversified.